Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
There'll be many, many listeners who well remember Keith DeLacy. You'd meet him in the street, always wanted to stop and have a yarn. He had great concerns about the wealth of I suppose how the community was looking after us up here. We had a crisis in 1989 with that pilot strike, and very shortly afterwards, it's very interesting too to remember that Wayne Goss actually came and said on the talk show one day, if we win this election, your local member, the member for Cairns, Keith DeLacy, will become the Queensland Treasurer. And I think a whole lot of people nearly fell off their seats. They thought, well, this will be an incredible turnaround, and it will be the key in many ways to coming out of what was a very, very severe setback in that pilot strike. And it proved true. I mean, it was a golden era for Cairns after Keith became Queensland Treasurer. Here's some quotes from this article. This is what Peter Gleeson put together in the Courier Mail a week or so ago. Here's an example of what Keith had to say in this memoir. This is the Me Too movement. It's in danger of losing the mainstream because of the overreach. There are many women out there who have sons and husbands and vex how these loved ones are going to negotiate the rocky shoals of the hashtag Me Too tsunami. He says this, the reconciliation overtures of Indigenous Australians, that is, the constitutional recognition and the voice to Parliament, are in my view now in danger of being killed by the self-defeating exuberance of the Black Lives Matter protests, who unfairly stain the motives of all Australians. Keith said this, the more racism recedes as a factor in modern society, the more the left activists see it everywhere. It's a gross sham to pretend that the arrival of British settlement and Western civilization on these shores heralded the destruction of a pre-existing Garden of Eden. He said this also on political correctness. This progressive, politically correct infatuation has virtually killed off the larrikin and legendary sense of working class humour. I think he's echoed the thoughts of so many Australians. And I'm so pleased that Peter Gleeson's put all this information together in very, very accessible form for us. He's the Queensland editor, Sky News, News Corp, columnist extraordinaire. Morning, Gleeson.
Hello, John. It's great to be on your show. I've been a long-time fan, so this is a real highlight for me today, John.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm a huge fan of the work you do, and I don't know how you put out so much material of such high quality, but let's move on from that mutual admiration club. Tell me about how this came about, how you actually were, I presume, approached by Keith DeLacy to put all this together and let the world know that he was coming out and telling people, I'm turning my back on the party of my choice, the party I represented in Parliament as the Queensland Treasurer. I'm turning my back on the Labor movement.
Yeah, and he certainly has, hasn't he? Look, Bart Sinclair, former turf editor of the Courier Mail, contacted us and suggested that this would be an interesting read, and the editor of the Sunday Mail, a guy called Kelvin Healy, sent me the book, and I read the book. I couldn't put it down, John. It sort of was one of those books that you look at and go, how brave, how courageous Keith DeLacy has been in putting it together. And, of course, we know that Keith is not particularly well at the moment, so it was a real labour of love for him. But isn't it explosive? I mean, it just rips the Band-Aid off all the, you know, the stuff that has alienated the Labor Party over the last sort of 10, 15 years. And, of course, you know, turning their back on miners, embracing the you know, the latte-sipping inner-city yes. types in Balmain and St Kilda and yes. West End. And John, I've got to say, I went and saw Keith at his beautiful inner-city CBD property there in Brisbane, overlooking the Botanical Gardens and you know, just a stone's throw from Parliament House, which, of course, he did most of his best work. And he's such a delightful man. And yes. he's obviously aging, he's advancing in years, but his recollection of so many things, he really took the long handle to Kevin Rudd and Wayne Swan. That was interesting. He referred to Rudd as the most narcissistic man he'd ever met. He referred to anything that Rudd did was all about Rudd. He described Wayne Swan, the former treasurer, as anti-business. Again, another guy who just looked at everything through the prism of what was best for Wayne Swan. Mm. And I thought it was a very courageous book, and I think, you know, when you think about Keith growing up, you know, sort of just outside Cairns, his dad was the president of the local Communist Party.
Yeah.
And they used to sit on the riverbank there Sunday afternoons and have their meetings, and they'd rail against the so-called progressives, the elites, who were then the conservatives.
Yes.
And what Keith was saying, John, was that, you know, things have turned full circle. Now it's the Labor Party who are the domain of the elites and the progressives. And, of course, you know, it has really made life very difficult, particularly at federal level, for someone like Albanese, who, of course, is from the left faction, so he's got to appease all those, you know, sort of Chardonnay socialists in his electorate. But at the same time, he then sneaks up to Moranbah and meets with the miners. And we saw at the last election where the miners just completely, utterly left in droves the Labor Party. And they were the heart and soul of the Labor Party. So it's a terrific read. Anyone who knows Keith or has got an opportunity to grab a hold of the book, do it, because this is a memoir that I think should be actually enshrined into the Labor Party constitution, because it's the only way they will survive going forward.
Now, Peter, one of the big surprises I got with this expose, if you'd call it that, was what he did after his life in politics. Most people, and particularly when you're talking about a Labor politician, very high profile, the end of the career is the end of, you know, politics. They don't certainly go into business. He suddenly embraced opportunities that came his way to go out and head up, well, some very, very big companies as a board member, as a chairman of boards, etc. I mean, it wasn't just one or two. I think there were about eight or nine of them, weren't there? I mean, to say he was flat out. He must have been 18 hours a day.
Exactly. Yeah, MacArthur Cole, he was chairman of MacArthur Cole. He was chairman of Shine Lawyers. I mean, he, you know, as you say, there's about eight or nine. I haven't actually got him here in front of me, but Keith DeLacy was a guy that obviously Goss, who he rated very highly, saw huge potential in DeLacy, saw his pragmatism, saw his common sense. And, you know, he said to me, John, that, you know, sometimes it keeps him awake at night thinking about how the Queensland government had sort of sent the state into this $100 billion debt.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't, you know, it's not all the Labor Party's fault, but, you know, for some inexplicable reason. I mean, he was renowned for his austerity. He was renowned for his ability to make sure that the dividends that went to taxpayers were fully quantified. And you know, Keith laments the lack of fiscal austerity that's around at the moment. But, yeah, look, he went on to have a terrific career in the private sector. And I think that was a testament to his the respect and the way in which the business community liked what he did as treasurer. And it was interesting, John, I spoke to Sir Leo Helcher, who's 95.
Yes.
And Jim Kennedy, who's 92, both of whom are sort of commonly regarded as the two sort of doyens of Queensland's sort of fiscal, you know, status.
Yeah.
And both of them said that DeLacy was the best treasurer they ever saw. And Helcher worked under 15 treasurers and 10 premiers. So that is a huge rap. Now, if we had Keith DeLacy running the state right now, I think we'd be in a totally different position than what we are, because we see this reckless spending. They don't even, debt is just a four-letter word that they don't even think about debt anymore. And I think that's going to really come back and bite us on the bum at some point.
I think you're too young to remember the Goss era, aren't you?
No. I was working at the Daily Sun back in the late 80s. I, in fact, covered the Fitzgerald Inquiry.
Okay.
So, but I'd just come back from, I'd spent a bit of time in Tamworth, spent a bit of time in Gladstone. But, yeah, it was an interesting era. And it was funny because we had a look through his study, and up on the wall was the class of 93, and the Courier Mail judged the cabinet then. And that was a wonderful cabinet when you think about it, John. Like that, they had some of the best Labor politicians this state has ever seen. And guess who was top of the class, according to Peter Morley, who was the then state political editor for the Courier Mail? It was Keith DeLacy. So I think Cairns is justifiably should be very, very proud of what he not only did for the north of Queensland, but what he did for the entire state.
It's interesting how they drew together like that. I mean, Goss was shy, fundamentally didn't have the sort of self-confidence that a towering intellect like that normally would bestow. But Keith also, he wasn't there to sell himself, relatively quietly spoken, I suppose you'd say, very thoughtful before he'd give responses. But they were drawn to each other, and as you would have, it's in here, I think, Wayne Goss saying, Keith DeLacy, you're headed for bigger things. I think you should be Treasurer of Queensland. I remember Keith DeLacy saying to me, I said at one stage, oh, Peter Beattie was, you know what Peter's like, he's all, he's all noise and he's showy and the big smile. And I said, gee, Peter Beattie's going to make a good premier if he gets up. He said, listen to me. The talent that I'm dealing with is Wayne Goss, and he is a towering intellect. Now, even though he's shy, if sometimes he was pressed for a quick response, my God, he was as sharp as a tack and very, very funny.
Yeah, it's interesting you make that point, John, because Keith DeLacy did say that the best politician he ever saw was Wayne Goss, but he did say he wasn't a knockabout. He didn't have that common touch that Tommy Burns, remember Tom Burns?
Yeah, very well.
He was a real larrikin, Yeah, Tom Burns was sort of like, he countered that in many respects. But Keith thought that Goss was probably, you know, could have been a premier for a lot longer. He felt that Goss's talents were probably wasted with I think it finished up being a 5-year stint or a 6-year stint as premier. And then, of course, we had all that drama in Mundingburra and the by-election. But, you know, he had a big rap on Goss. And I remember Goss very well. Goss was, he was a towering intellect. Mm. He was a guy who you knew the state was in very good hands. And with DeLacy pulling the levers on the sort of economic side of things, you know, the state made some real inroads. And if you look at that Labor government from 89 to 95, that was probably the era when Queensland really solidified itself in the national sort of, you know, economic and political landscape. Yeah. We became, I think we actually, you know, grew up a lot during that period as a state.
Yeah. Gleeso, don't go away. What's the situation with Sky News? I read the other day. Are you changing your focus or whatever?
Yeah, so I was hosting the front page, which was very late. I did that for 3 years.
Yeah.
I got to the point where I thought, you know what, I can probably do something in the daytime. So they've made me Queensland editor for Sky News, and so I'm on every day, basically, you know, pulling together the big news of the day. And today I'll be talking about voluntary assisted dying with Kieran Gilbert, and then I still go on the primetime shows. I'm a guest on Jones and Credlin and Bolt and those sort of guys, Murray.
Kieran Gilbert started here.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
That.
Remind him.
I'll
say hello to him today.
I will. I'll remind him.
He's a lovely
fellow.
Yeah, he's a lovely bloke. Okay, well, that's all good. I'm glad we know what you're doing. I bet you don't go to sleep much earlier than you were going to bed, actually. Very interesting. It'll be interesting to hear from you on that front. You'll find something else to do late at night.
Late at night. Well, you know, my wife and I, we tend to watch a few docos and
exactly.
That. You'd be surprised, John, though, that extra hour and a half you get makes a big difference.
Does it? Great to talk to you today, Gleeso. Just before you go, it does say here, A Philosophical Journey by Keith DeLacy, Connor Court Publishing, $40. Do bookshops have tomes like this these days, or do you have to go online to get your hands on them?
I think if you really want to make a bird of it, go online.
Yeah,
but I would not be at all surprised. I might send Bart a text and just say, look, there'll be a good demand for this. Maybe you should get it
especially
in.
Especially up here.
Some of those, bookstores up in Cairns,
Very fond memories.
You take care, mate.
Yeah,
great,
good to talk to you, Gleeso.
Chat.
Thanks, mate. Peter Gleeson, the Queensland editor, Sky News, of course. And as you just heard now, he's not going to be doing the same role down there at Sky News at night. He'll be the Queensland editor daytime, and he's doing the VAD, Voluntary Assisted Dying Matter, today on Sky News. Now, the time's on 26 past 10. Have you-